Blog Talk Radio.
You think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Thinking, Chris, shrinking. Nah, I just don't brag about the deals I've been inking. Honorary degrees from Lincoln. I cross borders like Mohicans and do albums in a weekend. I'm hip hop speaking, never the weakling. I'm the truth, man, so what are y'all seeking? Them lies and them liars, I still make flyers. I still ride bands and say MC for hire. I'll spit the fire anywhere, any place. Mama never told you to stay out of grown folk face. Then you got them rappers with that cold broke face. They torn around the world, then they going no place. My KRS One moves at its own pace. On vegetable oil, no gas, no waste. Then you got these intellectuals, really they're sexual, but they wanna remain respectable. Stop fronting.
Do
you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now?
Okay, everybody, I'm sorry for the last delay. We had some technical difficulties with down with New York, but we're about to kind of bring you Coffee Tea and the Conversation with W. Tillman. We're about half hour into the show. We just had some down problems. We're about to continue in right now. Thank you for waiting.
I'm talking about the building that we have with Julian Dawson. That's one of the home builders, that building that you got, that energy efficiency home. And we were going to do 100 of those. Julian was in there doing a scientific study of it. We have two of them over there on 44th and Vincennes. And not to mention all of the houses that the black developers built, the African-American home builders. Once I was out of office, they disbanded because nobody would even pick them up and let them continue what they had to do. And, you know, just look around you. All the vacant land is in the black community, and they're taking it back from us. And they're destroying our community while we're sitting here talking a bunch of junk. So when I come back, y'all, I'm going to really talk about this. I want to talk about the percentage of us and how many of us voted. We voted higher than anybody. I want to talk about how many children in this school, in this system, that they keep talking about we don't have any children. And we're going to talk about black folks. That's all I want to talk about. I'm not interested in nothing else right now but these black babies and the survival of our community. You can't sit at the table equally if you don't have, if you're hungry. The other thing is the woman, you know, the white woman accused of black young men who took the jury was lying. Now they say she's just off a little bit. That reminds me of the woman who said the black man that stole her baby, who she had thrown her babies in the river. We back to the Emmett Till type thing. He whistled at me. I'm telling y'all, it's just like that, y'all. You're listening to the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. Our number is 773-591-1690. We're streaming live on www.wvon.com. We're also on iHeartRadio, those who listen to me from around the country, around the city, around the world. We're also on Blog Talk. You want to find Blog Talk? Just type in Coffee Tea in the Conversation with me and you'll find it. You can always listen back. Also, you can look up the Jimmy Underground. It's up under that, my son's little private radio station, underground radio station. I bought time on his stuff and made sure. So that's Blog Talk. You can listen to. And we also on Black Planet. We're on Facebook and we're on Group Facebook. Our number is once again 773-591-1690. The phones are lit up. I want you to get your coffee, get your tea, but I want you to call somebody and wake them up because I want them to listen to me because I got some facts today and not talk but facts. I'll be right back in a minute, y'all. Be right back.
The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
American middle school students spend an average of just 30 minutes a day learning science in the classroom.
And so here, they have an opportunity to let their minds soar a little more.
The Museum of Science and Industry is taking science outside the classroom by supporting after-school science clubs across the Chicago area.
Museum of Science and Industry, they offer something for us that we could never be able to afford to offer.
Our goal is to inspire and motivate the next generation of scientists and engineers.
You're talking no limits.
Learn how MSI is transforming lives through science education.
Congratulations on landing the job. I'm really excited for you.
Thanks. How's your search going?
The job market's tight. I mean, I can barely get an interview.
Yeah.
And I've got student loans to deal with. You're lucky, you know. The National Guard paid your loans off.
Luck? The Guard's is a smart decision, one you can still make.
The National Guard Student Loan Repayment Program can pay up to $50,000 of your existing student loans.
get the details at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Illinois National Guard. Aired by the Illinois Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi, this is Cornell West.
And I'm Tavis Smiley.
And we're pleased to be heard once again in the great city of Chicago.
And better yet, this signal spills over into my home state of Indiana. So I guess we'll have to get Mama a new aerial for her roof in Kokomo.
Oh, that's so nice. We want you to join us for unique conversations and perspectives as we keep the focus on the least of these.
That's Smiley and West today at 11 right here on WVON, the talk of Chicago, 1690 AM.
Hi, I'm Farouk Basir, and I'm co-host of The Sports Cypher, Sunday nights from 9 to 11 here on WVON. I love co-hosting The Sports Cypher because I love sports, but I try not to get too worked up about it.
He's their leader. They were 7-3 with Jay Cutler, quarterback. The Bulls make the playoffs without Derrick Rose.
And my co-host, Maya Akai, she's real laid back as well.
What is it? What was he bitter about? What was he bitter about? What was he bitter about?
Do that all the time.
What was he bitter about?
Do that all
what was he bitter about? You're speculating.
So make sure you listen every Sunday night at 9 p.m. for an easy, laid-back sports conversation.
On the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Hi, this is Teresa Deer, host of Let's Get to Work, heard Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 9:30. America is on the road to recovery, bringing new jobs and new opportunities. Join us as we explore ways to help you get the job you want, keep the job you have, and secure the job that's waiting for you. Join us Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 9:30, as we empower, enable, and equip you with the information you need to get the job you want. Let's Get to Work, heard exclusively on the Talk of Chicago, WVON.
What are you doing?
Filling out a loan application.
I can help you get approved, you know.
Really? How?
With this.
A bag of sand?
It's not a bag. It's a pouch. And it's not sand. It's credit fairy dust.
Credit fairy dust?
Yes. I sprinkle some fairy dust on the application, and your credit rating magically improves.
There's no such thing as the credit fairy.
A non-believer now. But what will you think when your loan is approved?
I'll think my credit score improved because I paid my bills on time, kept my credit card balances low, and only opened a new card if I really needed it.
It's the dust.
It's sand.
Don't deny the credit fairy.
There's no magic to improving your credit, but there is help, and it's free. Go to creditfairy.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the Consumer Bankers Foundation, the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights Education Fund, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back, Courtney. I missed you last week. Hey, welcome back, welcome back. Say it loud, say it loud, say it loud, say it loud. Hey, y'all, we're going to be talking loud and proud. It's going to be doing more than talking this week, y'all. We got to show it. We got to show what we're talking about. Folks just assume, well, they take anything. They don't sit there and they got no bit. I ain't doing this, I ain't doing that. Just talking. We just keep that organized confusion in there. You'll be surprised who all had these meetings, bringing that woman together. Trying to push this down our throat, introducing her. I got one person who did it. I'm just in a state of shock. I'm going to go see him because his family grew up in the movement. His family business has been about the movement. His family, he's supposed to be about the black thing. And just because he's the other generation, yeah, he's going to have him and his wife meeting, having this woman over there to meet and try to push this down our throat. A lot of folks did that. This, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. For what? We don't need no introduction to her. She's already said what she's going to do. when the first lady came to town, she over there at the school the first lady was going to. What she do at the high school? That wasn't the school that was going to be closing. We raising the wrong question, y'all. The questions are, because we have more than one. When the schools, the questions we should be asking, leave the schools open. Put resources in them. Bring some of our teachers back to work. Leave them open. Why you got to be pushing the school? We so used to having 30 and 32 kids in the school that we didn't know how to fight. So, no, we're going to have our own school. We're going to have this. And let's put a holistic approach to education together for our community. Our children should be able to walk to school. One of the greatest schools it was Beasley, if you remember. Beasley be put together by Miss Blair. Yeah, Superintendent Blair. She was really good. She was deputy. And Beasley was one of the better schools. Miss McLemore was one of the principals over there. And Miss Blair did a great job. But have you noticed what they allowed Beasley to do? They let it go down on purpose because they want to close it down. Beasley don't have the same quality and resources that it had when Miss Blair first put it together. Why didn't that school go down? They didn't let Disney go down. Nope, they didn't. So our question, we got to change our dialogue, y'all. We want these schools to stay open, we want the resources in them, and we want our schools to be. If they're demanding new schools, we want our schools to be better than what they're saying it is. We have to fight for our schools, y'all. All the construction start tomorrow. That many black folks going to be on these construction. Everybody making money. Everybody making money but black folks. Harold said we need to link development. You're going to use the taxpayer money. How much you going to put in the neighborhood? But no, we run from the neighborhood. We allowing that to happen, y'all. We cannot allow that to happen. We voted at a higher rate than anybody. The census reported that blacks voted at a very higher rate than whites in the 2012 election, higher than anybody. Look at the census report and look at the Pew report and see how high. Our young folks, we all, they're talking about, we need to vote more. Vote more for what? What we need to do is demand those that we put in work on our behalf. 773-591-1690. We are streaming live, www.wvon.com. We're also on blackplanet.com, iHeartRadio, y'all. We're on Facebook, group Facebook, Blog Talk. And we're here to talk about black folks. We have got to save our children and save our community. No community in the city of Chicago look like our community. No leaders will accept their community look like our community. No leaders will accept. Yes, I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor, Mr. Governor, we got to take these resources to our children. What Burke said the other day, get the money back to UNO. Why? Because his ward is 75% Hispanic, Latino. Hispanic is a race, but it's a Latino descendant here, speaking Hispanic-speaking community. But he said that. We just walked through. We should have our own. And here, man, you just said, I'm going to take the TIF money from the surrounding communities to build this. Huh. Y'all, nope. Work is going on, y'all. Black folks not working. Okay, according to him, I want you to know that the engineer last week was very good. So we're going to the phone, y'all. This phone is lit up, and we're going straight to the phone. Deborah, how you doing?
Good morning, Alderman Tillman. How are you?
I'm fine.
Great. I thank God for Mr. Ed Gardner and his age that he's out doing what he's doing, Karen Lewis, that he got the people marching. And, in fact, I'm curious to know, and with all due respect, you know, we're talking about people gathering the people and trying to mobilize them. When they dismantled CHA, that was a lot of political power that was destroyed.
Yes,
it was. When I was in high school in 72, my teacher said that they were going to, rich white developers were going to tear down the projects.
The developers didn't do it, elected officials did it.
Well, But it was known back then. So our late great mayor, he knew about it. And so the ball was dropped to, like Mr. Gardner, get out there and mobilize the people.
Well, you know, Deborah, let me just tell you about the public housing. And if you Google it, you'll see the big fight. We fought hard for public housing, And
but did we mobilize the people? Were we in
of course we tried, yes. We had rallies.
I went to some meetings.
Wait, Deborah.
I went to some meetings, but that's not the same as getting people let's
have a discussion.
I'll hang up.
Deborah, no, you know, don't you go nowhere. First of all, we did mobilize. We went everywhere. When we went and talked to the teachers, we told them to come to the rallies. We told the teachers and the principals, the engineers, we told them what was going to happen if those buildings go down. Half of them were scared. We had rallies, the people came out, when the people themselves from public housing came out, and they was trying to hang on in there. You didn't see none of your folks, none of them. I said, come on, y'all, we got to hang in here, we got to fight. They didn't understand. So what they did is they went on a she said she's going to hang up. They went on a confused a mission. They confused the community. Saying, Dorothy Tim just want to keep the public, which I keep y'all in there with them rats and want to keep public housing over there while she stay on King Drive. They went on a whole all-out war against what we were trying to do with black people, saying, do not give up your houses. Y'all should Google that. And, yes, we did have meetings. But what did they do with their organized confusion? You'd be surprised. Some of the ones hollering now were some of the ones who was over there standing up for the development to go down. They got Wanda White. Had Wanda to go over there and get everybody over there to sign to say that they wanted to have, and I know in my ward, they wanted to have they wanted to move into, or they wanted vouchers, move into another house. And I said, it's a trick. And we fought to the tilt. We just could not mobilize. We went to Senator Bronze. We told her that she needed to stand up. Danny stood with us. And we went, and the teachers, they wouldn't do it. The principal, I saw a principal one day in a bookstore, and she said, you know, Ms. Tillman, I used to couldn't stand you. I said, well, that's all right. She said, but you came over there and you told us. And you was talking all that black stuff, and I got very upset, and I really didn't understand what you meant when you kept saying what was going to happen if we allow these buildings to go down and that we should fight for those children to have a right to have decent housing. Now, keep in mind, they did the same thing with public housing they're doing with schools right now, Deborah, and everybody that's listening. They had folks thinking, and some of your prominent folks, didn't let you know all y'all was out there marching those kids to school. Some of your prominent folks talking about, oh, we got to get a group that march our kids to school for safety. And I said, well, why do the children have to be marched to school through the week when they jump rope on Saturday and nobody's there? It made no sense to me. So they created a whole gun culture around having folks they picked up that even live over there. And then you had deferred maintenance where they stopped fixing it up and then it just go down. And people say, oh, get rid of them old project people, just like you said, get rid of the school. It's organized chaos. But, I mean, Deborah, I'm glad of your spirit, and we can do what we got to do here. Right now we need to be, so we should be in solidarity with this school and demand these schools stay open. We also should be demanding jobs. And these so-called single parents everybody talking about is more you than somebody else. We got to all stand up. So I thank you for your spirit. Kathy. How you doing, Kathy?
Good morning, Alderman. How are you?
All right.
Alderman Tillman. This is Kathy Dale. I wanted to call and let you know to say first thank you for the work that you did for Mollison, fighting for Mollison.
Mm-hmm.
We picked up the baton and have continued to fight hard for Mollison. We've got a great new principal. However, I'm bumping heads with her because she's welcoming, and I'm sure she's in a catch-22 position, but she needs to take a position, and the position that she has taken is to support having the students from Overton come to Mollison. 430 students are going to come to Mollison. We have 230-something now. It is a recipe for disaster.
Oh, and Mollison can't even handle that. Mollison don't even have the same gyms, the same anything.
Exactly. And we met with COCO, Kenwood Oakland Community Organization, met with Andrea Zopp, the Civil Rights Organization, Urban League, and she told us she's supporting all the schools in our community that are closing. She's not going to support opening Price back up.
Well, that's because she's been meeting. You know,
they're training dogs in Price right now.
I tell you.
The Chicago Police Department are training dogs. So dogs are more important to be in our schools than our children. You know, I hope people will come out and march this weekend.
Hold on.
I will be
Kathy,
marching.
Kathy. They're training dogs to put dogs on their same children, on the children, and they're training those dogs
absolutely
to bite us. But
well, we told Andrea Zopp that the first child that gets any bloodshed, it's going to be on their hands. And she says, oh, well, you must not know me. I said, I don't know you.
She don't know us neither. Because if she knew us.
I told her, she says, oh, Overton, she talked about Overton's children. She talked about the facility, and she said Mollison's a much better school. I said, let me explain something to you. I'm on the local school council of Mollison. We hired that principal. I'm on the local school council of Mollison. We've kept this culture as it is. Mm-hmm. And now you decide that you're going to come in and say that Mollison's so great. It's not because you all have done a doggone thing at the, to make support our school. We are supporting
y'all
Overton.
Ought to put a picket
around.
Put a picket line up around the Urban League over there. Put a picket line up on that heifer. Oh, Cheryl Jackson would have never done nothing like that. She met with this. See, what happened is, that's what I'm talking about, Rahm. It's another kind of thing. He's got all these different folks, and a couple of business folks I know did the same thing.
Yeah.
And I got one of them. I'm going to go talk to him because I'm just disappointed. And one
Jim
group. No, I'm not talking about Jim. Jim know how I feel. I done told her. But see, what they've done is they got a group of business folks, and they brought Miss 3 B's, I said 4 B's, and introducing her to tell them they need to support her. And the Urban League was one of them where they met and brought women and stuff together. And then most of these folks don't even have their children in the public schools in the first place.
We told her that as well. So we picketed. We marched in front of Urban League a couple of weeks ago to demand with Andrea Zapp. Once we got the meeting with her, we gave her the things that we are expecting her to support. She met back with us on Thursday and told her she's not going to do anything.
Call the national headquarters. See, folks think the Urban League is a black organization.
Absolutely.
The Urban League was an organization put together by a Jewish community in New York to deal with social issues like this. And they were supposed to help inner cities. It is not a black-owned organization, but it's supposed to be one that deals with inner-city problems. So I would talk to the National Urban League and tell them, take this woman up out of here. She's out of order.
Well, they're closing schools nationally, New Orleans, Detroit, you know, all the different, many different cities, they close the schools. So the National Urban League needs to be on top of it and telling these urban leagues not to support this stuff and stand out against it, you know.
Thank you.
So
I support y'all, and I think that if we allow this to happen, it's going to be a shame. I think we need to be talking. We need to change the discussion. It's not about how many students in this school. It's about the quality of education. You giving away.
Exactly.
You know,
I asked Andrea Zapp, and I've asked our principal, Ms. Henderson, how many students will be in the classroom. Oh, we don't know. Right now we have some classes that are overcrowded. So how are you going to tell us that you don't know, and you're getting ready to close the school and expect 400 kids, and you don't even know how many kids? Oh, well, we're giving these great resources, and we'll have more teachers or whatever. Unacceptable.
I'm with you, Kathy.
And we have formed, you know, an alliance with Overton Elementary. We support them. We think that their children should be able to go to their school. So what we're telling people, first day of school, go to your school. You don't let them tell us where we're going to go.
But we got to do something drastic before then. But I'm glad to see the parents sticking together.
Thank you. We're organizing it now. Thank you,
Autumn. Thank you, Kath. I'm glad they're sticking together. This don't make any sense, y'all. If we don't stand up for our babies, who are we going to stand up for? I don't know who we're going to stand up for if we don't stand up. Manson, how you doing this morning?
Hey, soldier still standing, sister. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Hey, listen, just awesome show today. And I want to let you know that you are definitely manifesting this morning in the spirit of El Haji Malik El Shabazz, Malcolm X.
Oh, yeah, my brother.
He would be 88 on tomorrow.
Yeah, this is his birthday. That's right.
Yeah. And
I got so caught up in what we're doing here, I forgot to talk about Malcolm X's birthday.
Yeah, well, that's what culture workers do, right in the midst of all that great analysis and things and that you're doing. We have to learn from our history and wrap ourselves in our history. You are raising contradictions like Malcolm did, you know. You're going, Dorothy, beneath the surface of issues to get at the real truth, raising issues of both race and class like Mr. Shabazz and Dr. King did. They were experts at that, okay?
Well, Malcolm, you know James, Professor Small and all of them, they're getting ready to go to the grave in New York. They organize a pilgrimage every year to the grave of Malcolm and do libation and stuff. So Professor James Smalling right now probably getting ready. They probably headed out to his grave and shortly. So every year they do it in New York, they go to his grave.
Well, you know, we've celebrated Malcolm's birthday for years and years and keep that example among our people. And I'm asking all your listeners to find some time on tomorrow, May 19th, to reflect on the life of this man and gain strength from his life example to act, because because Malcolm was a man of thought and action.
Well, let me do this. I'm going to try to find some something from him and play it today. If not, I'm going to play it next week.
Okay, but I just say a few things to tie in with what you're doing?
Hurry up now because my board is lit up.
Okay, this day only comes around once. Now, Malcolm taught us that the capitalist has to have somebody's blood to suck, you know, for their profits. He also gave us wise counsel regarding voting. You know, everything you've been talking about today, you know, we can draw some strength and lessons from Malcolm. He also told us that the power structure, which includes the controlled media, are masters at making the victim look like the criminal and the criminal like the victim. And he also exposed the crisis in our leadership with the House Negro versus the Field Negro analysis.
My master gets sick, I throw up and say, Master Weasel sick, Master
exactly.
Weasel sick.
That, those truisms that he brought and made it, and he would make it plain if you remember. You know,
wake up, Master, our house is on fire. Our house is on fire. That's wake right. up, Master, niggers and burnt the house down. Wake up, Master, please don't die.
And then finally, Dorothy, veggie-backing on something you said, Malcolm taught us that you and I can't sit at the table with nothing on our plate and call ourselves a diner.
Right.
You must be eating from that table.
If not, you'll be eating up, won't you?
Yeah.
For dinner. But I know, I'm going to try to find some. Thanks, man, son.
Yeah, please.
But if not, I'm going to get them next week. I got caught up, but I talked to Small last night, and I know they're getting ready. They do that pilgrimage every year to Malcolm's grave. Thanks, man, son. Thank you so much. Look, what Malcolm said. Wake up, Master. Our house is burning up. We's a sick, Master. We's a so sick, Master. We's a sick. Steve, how you doing?
How you doing this morning, Dorothy?
Standing up. We got to stand up and fight back.
Yes, as I'm reading in the paper, I see how I could just name off at least about almost a half $1 billion worth of things Ronnie Manuel was doing for downtown, you know, neighborhood development.
Right. And he's using our TIF money to do it. See, he got most of these Negroes around here scared because they're on the payroll. I mean, most of these black folks that went and got on the payroll. And Ron can't have no respect for him because Ron would not allow the Jewish community to be treated like this. He cannot have any respect for these blacks who are on the payroll and selling us out.
And I'm thinking that the black city councilmen and all of them have to be some serious consequences for them. I think that's what our focus should be, too, to make them pay if this thing go through, because I think there's nobody holding them accountable, and I think that's that needs to be talked about a little bit more about these black city councilmen that's going along with this.
Okay.
I think it has to be a price to pay for that.
Thank you, Steve. You know, in the Harold Washington, we began to do that. We took Street and turned Street from being a liquor of Jane Byrne to being fighting for the people. So I think that the leadership locally, they need to understand that they are elected by black people, by their community, regardless of who they are, and the state and all of them. That's what I mean. They got to understand that the only folks they're supposed to fear are those who elected them into office. Zakiya, how you doing?
Good morning, Alderman. I'm strong, black, and determined this morning.
Okay.
And I'm just going to scratch that comment that I called in about and get down to something more important, because you're right.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of important things going on in our community. Now, I caught the end of the State of the Black Chicago coming up. I didn't get all of the information, but I think that would be one of the ideal places to discuss our plight, especially a story in the Chicago Defender. I read where the Obama administration announces more than $83.5 million to continue helping homeless persons and homeless families. Now, I don't know.
Well, Chicago got the highest level homelessness of school students than anybody.
And you're right. So we need to know how that money is going to be allocated to us, our people, how will it be used, and will all of it or most of it go to these helping groups? Because if it goes to these helping groups, that means the administration, 9 out of 10 times, are going to get most of the money.
Okay, Zakiya, I think we got to have the economic piece here. We got to really fight. You're absolutely right. Okay, she's telling me.
The other thing, Alderman, is I would like to commend the former CHA residents of Cabrini Green.
Okay, thank you. I got to go. She done cut. Okay, thank you.
Yes, Chicago Housing Authority.
Okay.
For the right to return.
Okay, thanks, Zakiya. We got to keep on fighting. We'll be right back, y'all. Talking Chicago 69 WVON. Our number 773-591-69. We're streaming live, www.wvon.com. We're also on Black Planet. We're on iHeartRadio. Get your coffee, get your tea. I got lots of stuff to talk to you. Be back in a few minutes, y'all, and talk to me. I'll be right back.
The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. The Talk of Chicago is
Great big wars in the little places. Look at all those frightened faces. But don't come here, we just don't have the room.
Love thy neighbor's wife and daughter. Cleanse your life with holy water. We don't need to pay.
We've got
a few.
Used to be a light and shining father.
Didn't have to own a shiny car.
Dignity and courage were the measure of a man. Lots of drugs he needs to hide. Don't you preach, you pray. Don't your president have soul? Have you heard a real good ethnic joke today?
Mama took her seat
and daddy ran away. But you mustn't lose control. Someone tried to say it, and we nailed him to a cross. I guess it's still the way it used to be.
Jimmy Lee's Underground Radio Network, and you're listening to A Coffee, Tea, and a Conversation with Chicago's greatest alderman, Dorothy Tillman. Let's get back live, everybody.
A public service message brought to you by Child Help and the Ad Council.
What are you doing?
Filling out a loan application.
I can help you get approved, you know.
Really? How?
With this.
A bag of sand?
It's not a bag. It's a pouch. And it's not sand. It's credit fairy dust.
Credit fairy dust?
Yes. I sprinkle some fairy dust on the application, and your credit rating magically improves.
There's no such thing as the credit fairy.
An unbeliever now. But what will you think when your loan is approved?
I'll think my credit score improved because I paid my bills on time, kept my credit card balances low, and only opened a new card if I really needed it.
It's the dust.
It's sand.
Don't deny the credit fairy.
There's no magic to improving your credit, but there is help, and it's free. Go to creditfairy.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the Consumer Bankers Foundation, the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights Education Fund, and the Ad Council.
At Habitat for Humanity, with your help, the numbers are adding up. 3 decades, thousands of volunteers, nearly 90 countries around the world. 300,000 houses, 1.5 million people living in simple, decent, affordable homes. But the most important number is one. One volunteer, one house, one family, one child, safe and sound, under a roof you helped her family build. Every 15 minutes, somewhere in the world, this story is repeated. One more home built. One more family helping to build and purchase their own home. Together, we can eliminate substandard housing. Won't you join us? Support the work of Habitat for Humanity in your hometown or wherever your heart leads you. Now more than ever, volunteer, get involved, and help build it. Visit us at habitat.org.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared. It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest.
I feel like I'm choking.
Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
You know how to react to their asthma attacks. Here's how to prevent them. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. Visit www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON. You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Conversation with Dorothy Tillman on Chicago's legendary WVON, the talk of Chicago, 1690 AM.
We seem to have lost contact, so let me see if I can get right back to them. Play a little Stevie till we get back up in there. Let me just, but I don't know. You lost contact on your end. It's not on my end. It's on your end. Let's see what we can do here. Let's see what we can do here. It's not on my end. It's on your end.
Something happens with you when you get time to go, y'all. If you ain't got yourself together, ain't no telling where you might go. Oh, I don't mind, I don't mind, I don't mind. Take a deep breath, y'all. Take a deep breath, take a deep breath, take a deep breath. It is that time, y'all. It is that time. I tell you, Dr. King said, I might not get there with you, but we as a people get to the promised land. This lady, like this lady with the Urban League and all of them, he thought you worked for black people. You got to work against anybody to work for yourself. That's what Harold said. So we're going to take this deep breath. And I hope that the lady from the Urban League and then the rest of them, a couple other folks I know who did it, and I got one of them I'm going to go personally and visit and find out why he did it. Take a deep breath. It's that time, wherever you are. Courtney, welcome back. Ebony, my grandbaby there, Ebony Bay, and everybody around the city, around the country, around the world. Take that deep breath. It is that time. Black, 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 black. One more time, a little stronger. Commemorating the birthday of Malcolm X, I did. I'm going to play some stuff for him in between time, I hope. Black, 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 black. Oh, it felt so good. If you don't be somebody, you won't be nobody. You got to be something. You got to belong. Everybody you see belongs to something. That's why you have fraternities and all the other things. Got to belong to something, y'all. You can't be out of hanging by yourself. You're powerless by yourself. I tell you, listen to Talk Chicago 69 WVON. Our number is 773-591-1690. We are streaming live on www.wvon.com. We're also on blackplanet.com. We're on Facebook, group Facebook, and we're on iHeartRadio. We're going to spend this next hour, y'all, talking about many things. And next week, I'm going to really get into these numbers things with you that I've pulled out from the census that you can look at and see what we've done so we can really talk about, when they keep talking about these numbers, that, you know, when you talk about blacks, we are 92% in this country of black people are born, nationally born in this country, 92%. 92%, and 8% of blacks that come from outside of the country, but 92% of blacks in this country are born. There's no other group that's in this country that have a 92% rate of ancestors and born and everything else than black people. I just want you to know that, and fought in every war, did everything, have done everything, and have loved and did everything under the sun. So if you look at the numbers, our numbers are the highest in the city, so don't tell me about what we've lost as part of your plan. You give UNO and other folks $98 million plus 35. Hey, you didn't give us that. Neighborhood schools are important. We have a right to have our schools open with quality. Open with quality. No, we don't need no 32 kids in a classroom. Break them down. Put 20. Let our children have a better school. Science and math. The artisan trade. Geography, so they know about the world. You know, you can get them ready for vocational training, sports, music, all the things that it takes to have a rounded education. Don't let them be hurling us around like cattle. They've been doing this still since we've been in this country. They have us fighting for the wrong thing. And those who are leading the fight are those who are telling you what to do. Their children don't set foot in a public school unless it's some kind of privy public school. We have to stand up and fight for our babies. I think it's wrong for Overton kids to come to Mollison. It's wrong for Mollison children not to have the resources. It's wrong what they're doing to Mayo, one of the few black men in the system who've turned that school around down there. I stand with the Mayo parents. It is wrong. I know at night they talk about them Negroes are crazy. We do anything to them. Let's go see how far we can push them tomorrow. What can we do today? What can we push them tomorrow? Well, they don't have the numbers. We do have the numbers. As Michelle Alexander said in Jim Crow, the new Jim Crow, and she was quoting someone else, and I'm just going to quote her, that the reason they would begin to make the Indians look like savages, and that's why it was easy for them to go wipe them out. And they got us thinking the same thing. A lot of people making money off these children in this school. They're getting money in their little coffee. They send them their little precinct captains. I mean, it's a disgrace to have these folks standing on the corner with a striped vest on to my safe passage. Black men? Make no sense. There's no other communities doing that. But what he's doing is putting a new kind of precinct captain in place, making folks scared to talk. Take this money. You get this money, and you dole it out a little bit to these folks, and they stand on the corner. So what happened? You go past those two steps. Barbara Bennett will sit here to do what she's done. She's done it all over the country. She's equivalent to the woman who did this to these men in Tuskegee. Gave them those sugar pills. If a black woman had not given those men the pill, they would not have taken it. But she said it was good for them. Shapur and Pur is what black women are supposed to be about. In the Bible, when Pharaoh said kill the boy children and the women didn't do it, this woman, she's arrogant too. And if all these folks who are hosting us, they've been hosting her to come to try to introduce her, she's already been introduced. She's already been introduced. Look, y'all, stand up and fight. Just like this woman said yesterday, them black men, they stole my jewelry and did all this, and they found out it was a hoax. But the same, they said, oh, she's a little sick. Let's push her to the side. You would think the only people who have crime in their community is black folks. Why? Because they keep us at the savages, the savages, the savages, the savages. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. We don't want nobody to get hurt. And our heart go out for anybody who loses a child. And I saw Pillington's father on TV. I think the special come on tonight. He said it's not just the black children that's killing. It's other folks too, but that's all you see because they want to desensitize you to the fact and look at your children like they're nothing. Churches, Make no sense. You're silent. You're silent. Some of y'all have been talking, but now y'all got back silent. The churches can organize for the summer like they do. When I go home, down south, what they do in Florida and all the churches are different denominations. They got these regions. They set up these baseball games. They put these girls and the boys on baseball teams where the churches kind of play against each other. So they kind of take over their community with different sports activities, baseball, basketball, volleyball, and they're doing schools and stuff. The churches can now take an active role in trying to help be safe. Stop going for them pennies that Ron got. Get away from the master tape. You can't serve two masters. You're going to love one and hate the other one. And that's what's going on here. Shame on those black folks for selling out black folks. Harold Washington told y'all that. And here Ron Emanuel talking about all this money he finna spend again. Black folks not getting none of the money that's here. And he's using the TIF money that was supposed to be used for communities like the Third Ward. And he's not even doing link development. If you're listening, Mr. Mayor, link development. Harold said don't do nothing downtown that the community did not benefit from. Stand up, stand up, stand up. Go back to the phone. I had a lot of songs I was going to play for y'all, but I'm going back to the phone. And then I'm going to play some Malcolm. I found some Malcolm I want you to hear. Malcolm and I first met Malcolm in Selma when he came down to support us. He was very supportive of us in Selma, and that's when I first met him. And then later on, when Dr. King came up and met with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, I met him. Strong man. They kill us, and then that's when you love folks after they're dead. Everybody loves Malcolm now that he's dead. Scared, you know, stayed away from them. Don't you go near them. They're fighting for you. They're fighting on your behalf. And if you go near somebody who's fighting on your behalf, we're going to punish you. Well, punish me, Mr. White Man, or Mr. Whoever you are. Let me go to the phone. I tell you, this phone is lit up. It's lit up. Reverend Weatherspoon, how you doing? Reverend Weatherspoon. Put him back on hold. Put him back. Okay. Reverend Weatherspoon. I tell you, Maurice, good morning.
Good morning, my beautiful black sister. Maurice Nichols here.
How you doing, Nichols?
I'm ready to conquer the world, my sister. It's a real pleasure to be on with you. Let me say good morning to you, Ebony, Courtney, and those beautiful, beautiful grandbabies you got in there.
Thank you, Maurice. Hurry up because my line is lit up. Thank you. I appreciate the accolades. I just want to try to get through before this 45 minutes is gone.
Come on, Dorothy. It's not going to take me that long.
Okay.
But look, here's the crux of the matter. Education, when you mentioned factories of failure in regards to demolishing schools,
mm-hmm.
you push my button because when you underdevelop the mind of a man, you have effectively underdeveloped the man.
That's right.
And that's why they don't have black education in our schools. Secondly, when you get these legislators and all these politicians together, tell them to listen to what me, Matt, Celine, and a few other people, Michael Jihad, have been talking about. Bring $52 with you because it's
no, I heard you and Matt the other morning talking about the $52. Remember, I sent mine back. I won't tell Matt. I heard you talking about it, but right now, I mean, we put together a plan to do what we got to do. You always have to be very careful about the fun stuff. Thanks, Maurice. Matt explained to Maurice the other day that we can't solicit funds on the air like that about sending them because they have things called pyramid schemes, not that we think you have it. Kate, how you doing?
Hello.
How you doing?
Hot, fine. How are you?
All right.
Okay. I support 100% of what you're talking about. And what, like this kid said, we need a town hall meeting to bring all of Black Chicago, just to state, just to so we can sum up what is going on in all of Black Chicago. Because I'm, you know, tired of what the mayor is doing and everything. And I work in the community.
This man is arrogant because he thinks, see, he's moving on the way because he thinks black people are going to allow that. They got a mindset about us because they've been meeting with a group of folks who said, and they're trying to get some of his crumbs.
Mm-hmm.
He might
yeah.
be giving them crumbs, but I guarantee you, don't know how to respect you if you walk on top of your children.
Right.
They cannot
and our
respect
people don't
you.
Need no, any $10 jobs and all of that standing up on the corner. I go up and down Damon, up and down the south side, the west side.
And they're not making $10. The,
right.
the crux of the money is going to that organization who got
right.
the money for right to pass
right.
to pass
right.
it
and
out.
What, right, and what happened with Juno, you know, is despicable. If it would have happened to us, they would have been all it would, everything would have been closed down. They're talking about redoing the situation. But, you know, I don't get on them. I get on us. We are not – our parents, our younger parents and everything, they need to stand up and fight like hell for
well, I
their
think
children.
The parents will. Let me tell you something, Kate. The masses will stand up and fight. The masses have always stood up. But once the masses stood up and fought, you had these other people in front. They began to take over with organized chaos, and then they sell the masses out, and then they make the masses get upset, just like this election. Black folks voted higher than any group of people in the nation. And what did black folks get out of it? Nothing. What did we do? We put a governor in. We put a mayor in. We put everybody in, and we get nothing. So the masses get led by those people who do control chaos. This woman over there in the league, she gonna hear from me. She have no right to try to slam this stuff down our throat. Control chaos.
Yeah, she needs to. Yeah, she needs to go. She needs to go. And of the three B's,
four B's. She take her sugar pills back where she came from.
Yep.
We gotta put a whooping on her. We got to.
Yeah, I work in an Asian neighborhood where they the all of the state's attorney, the police, they went to each business and asked them what they want. Do the black businesses, have they gotten together organizations?
Well, what happened, you know, you got some of them trying to pull something together, and when you try to pull it together, they come shut you down, like all the businesses we were pulling together.
And we don't have a defender like we do every day. We need to have an online show that is independent so that we can pull people together and talk exactly what we want to
talk
about.
That's something to think about.
And keep our stuff on top of the message, because we can't depend on the papers. We can't depend on the defender, even WVON. I love WVON.
Oh, we didn't have VON, we wouldn't have nothing, okay?
Right. If we didn't have WVON, we wouldn't have nothing. But we need more than that. We need our own.
And you got the Crusader down there. You got Doris
the
LaBelle.
Black Chicago. Somebody needs to start an online show so we can talk about it 24/7.
Well, I'm gonna talk to Mark Wallace and some other folks. We're gonna do something here. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I like what Mark Wallace is doing. I'm gonna try to talk to him and see what we can do here. We gotta do something, y'all. We can't just sit here and take this. Maceo.
Good morning, Alderman Tillman.
How you doing? Get me Malcolm X ready over there, Courtney, because I'm gonna play some Malcolm.
Yeah. Okay, uh-huh. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fine.
Great. I have just a few things. First and foremost, in this week's issue of the Crusader, May 18th issue.
The Crusader, Dorothy LaVelle. We support her more. She can put her paper out more. Because Dorothy LaVelle got a very good conscience. I said we supported Dorothy LaVelle more. She could get the Crusader out more.
Oh, sure. But anyway, there's an article on two class action lawsuits that have been brought against the Chicago Public Schools.
Yeah, we've been talking about it this morning. Did you wake up?
Yeah.
You've been online. The parents filed the lawsuit,
right.
And I was very proud of them. One was because of discrimination with black folks. The other one was for disabled.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So yes, I just wanted to reiterate that. But anyway, issue of Crusader, and then also in addition to that, and I agree with it 100% because moving our children across it's not as simple as moving a UPS package across town. This is a serious issue about our children. So it's something that I think about. It's something that really needs to be to stop. And in addition to that, why not incorporate urban prep into the situation? Because
well, you know, urban prep have all these men over there. I saw the mayor over there. But what he got to understand, it was black men over there with those boys. Now they closing Mayo, and Mayo got a black leadership, black man leadership.
Okay. But but it's something that I'm 100% behind our children, and
I'm gonna be at their rally. I promise you that. Wherever they rally at the end of it, I will be there supporting those parents, stand up parents, and black folks better stand up. You don't save the children to stand up for our children. You know who really care, Maceo?
Absolutely. And Alderman Tillman, in closing, as Mark Manson was saying, Malcolm X was born on May 19th, 1925, in Omaha, Nebraska.
Right. I'm going to play. If you don't keep me too long, I'll be able to play some of it.
And then also the great Vivian Hansberry, born right here in Chicago, went to Betsy Ross Elementary School, Englewood High School, and she had extraordinary parents, too, that instilled in her racial pride and not only that, to challenge discriminatory practices. And she was an activist too. She wasn't scared.
We didn't have no cowards in Maceo.
No,
Maceo, see, these folks was not cowards. They got all stuff for a
absolutely.
Purpose. But let me play some Malcolm. This is for you and Maceo.
And for Hansberry.
But this is Malcolm up in the play. I got two of them up. I'm gonna see which one she's in the play. I put two up. So I'm gonna play some.
And she was with SNCC too. You know.
Yeah.
She helped to
do the nonviolent coordinating committee
fundraiser for SNCC, and then also she wrote the text for the movement, the handbook for SNCC too.
Okay, we're gonna salute her one day. Thank you,
okay.
Maisel.
Thank you
so much.
Week. Love you.
Love you too. You know, that's one reason we take our schools, make them stay in the schools, teach Black history in the school, teach these make these schools make sense. Evan, which one you putting up? I chose two. I wasn't ready for me. If not, I'll go to the which one you playing for.
New bridges.
What's the name of this? Huh?
Because in the minds of the majority of our people today,
this is
Africa is too far away. So the only way you and I can point them in that direction is build new bridges. We have to have the type of understanding of Africa and the type of understanding of our people here in order to build a bridge, a contact, a line of communication between the two. And once the lines of communication have been established, and our African brothers can stretch forth their hands and reach us, and we can stretch forth our hands and reach them, why, there's nothing that this blue-eyed man in this country will be able to do to you and me successfully from that day onward.
I don't think when a man is being criminally treated that some criminal has the right to tell that man what tactics to use to get the criminal off his back. When a criminal starts misusing me, I am going to use whatever necessary to get that criminal off my back. Don't blame a cracker in Georgia for your injustices. The government is responsible for the injustices.
When you have a philosophy or a gospel, I don't care whether it's a religious gospel, a political gospel, an economic gospel, or a social gospel, if it's not going to do something for you and me right here, right now, to hell with that gospel. So we have to have a new approach, a new appraisal. And this new appraisal and new approach has to be in tune with the reality of the conditions that we are in after having been thoroughly brainwashed by this blue-eyed white man.
I mean, minute.
Some of them have brown eyes.
Some of them got black hair. Some of them got black hair. Is that all of it? Okay, she kind of moved it down. We coming back again in a minute. That was brainwashed. I got something else. Let me tell you. Malcolm X, y'all. I tell you, Malcolm X. I'm going to talk to the former principal of Mayo, Ms. Delano. I want to talk to her and let her know that here, I know I support you wholeheartedly. I support that black man as principal at Mayo. Hands off of Mayo. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hands off of Mayo. You got your radio turned down, right?
That's right. We're trying. I feel like I'm on the slave auction, begging them not to separate my children from their families. And it's been heart-wrenching, you know. And
why should you have to beg? There's no other community that's got to beg.
Right.
We don't have to beg. We got to fight for our babies.
And that's what we're doing. We're going to all these hearings, but see, the hearing officer put a wrench in the plan and recommended that Mayo not be closed, so that didn't go along with the plan, and now they just moving on.
Well, you
these schools are not failing schools. They want Wells Prep out of Phillips High School, AUSL. With Martin Kodak and them, you know, they have bought and paid for these schools, and our children are being sold off just like slaves.
Well, I really do like Ms. Donato, what the president of the county board, she stood real strong the other day, and my hat's off to her. You say what you want to. We've had our differences even when she was in the city council. But she was free enough to speak what she knew that was correct in the paper yesterday.
And that's what I need. I need people like Alderman Dow who stood with Mollison, but for whatever reason, I don't know why she's not standing with Mayo, because Mayo was a charm of the community. They used us for the Olympics. You know, to get the bid, and everybody loved Mayo. They were very helpful. Fixing gave us heat but no air, and now they offering all of these jewels if Wells Prep move in there and put the teachers out to pasture.
Now, Wells Prep is a charter school?
Wells Prep has special enrollment capabilities that Mayo School did not have. In other words, they could cherry pick and pick their students, so they could take the students. Mayo had to take whatever came, and we worked 100% with those students, and every student that came in our threshold had a success story.
And you, don't you also have a
failing school?
Don't you also have a man that's a principal down there?
Mr. Bornet is our principal now, Stephen Bornet.
And done a wonderful job, Donna. We stand
and
with him.
He came after me, and he has worked with that school. And if he needs any help, they ought to be offering him assistance instead of trying to throw him out of his building.
I agree with you. Alderman Dowd listens to the show. Alderman Dowd, why don't you come on down there and help the male parents? I'll meet you down there, Pat. Okay, thank you so much. I think she listened to the show, and I'm sure that she's going to, because she took a stand with, at first she was with Mollison and Overton, and when she looked at the facts, she began to support the Overton parents. So she hopefully she'll do the same thing with Mayo. She's listening. I know she's listening, and she's going to, hello, Heidi.
Minister. Good morning. Good morning, Dorothy.
Good morning.
How you doing? Yes, Minister Hayden.
Oh, Minister Hayden.
You know,
okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. I was just, you know, I ride through the community all the time. But this new generation of moms, you know, the average grandmother nowadays is about 32, 33 years old. And she's a friend. She's not a mother. And they try and do the same thing together. You got these young men that are supposed to be the father of these children. They don't have no future, no respect,
well,
no elders to look.
What's your bottom line?
Huh?
What's your bottom line?
The bottom line is we got to go back to the old fashioned training, and we need to go back into these communities and pull these boys and these young women to the side and teach them what our folks.
We
got
to teach them. That's right. Well, you
right,
know what?
Because
what happened?
Psalm 78 tells us everything that we need to do. And
but you know what,
on.
Minister Hayden? Before
yes,
we had pool halls, we had restaurants, we had bars, we had clubs, we had places that our people came together that you could talk to these men, these young men and young ladies. They ripped our community of everything to give you anything. The only thing we have now is the church, and what the church is doing is very important, what the church do. They said, let the church roll on. They have stripped our community of everything. They even made us say, we don't like our food no more. I'm not telling y'all you poor because I don't eat it either. But, I mean, there's a lot of stuff I don't eat, but I go to the black community. We'll go eat grease and stuff in a Latino community, Chinese community, come to our community and say the food is too greasy. I mean, it doesn't make no sense to me. Rosie, how you doing?
Fine. How you doing, Dorothy?
I'm all right.
Okay, I just want to share one little minute with you, and that is last night Kendall had on his program that there's money that the president sent down last week for flooded homes. You can own your home or you can rent the home. You can still get money for repair for your homes, and it's very important because $20 million went back to the Washington, D.C. last time we had a big flood.
Okay.
So this time we want to use that money, and I'm sharing with you, and you're a big shot. You'll get it to the people.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I tell you, Minister Plump.
Minister Plump, good morning. WBON, black, black, black.
All the way.
How are you?
I'm fine.
It's good to hear your voice, Alderman Tillman. I just want to share this here thought, first of all, concerning the three-day citywide march for educational justice in Chicago, which is really a 23 demand on the part of the community plan, which is the HalWashingtonFoundation.com will have the information, and it is going to be this Saturday, which is today, the 18th, and Sunday, the 19th, and Monday, the 20th, which we want to emphasize whose schools, our schools, whose voice, our voice, and whose city is our city. And for information for the route, people can reach me at 312-671-2773.
And also you can join in with those teachers and those parents and join in, take them people down there and join in with them. So Harold,
right.
If Harold Washington is here, Harold Washington will take this mess. Harold Washington says, we got to stand up.
You're right. Let me say what Mayor Washington said. Mayor Washington said that putting a mayor in charge of the city of Chicago is like putting the fox in charge of the hen house.
And
and that's a no-no. So, you know, that started with Mr. Daley's administration. It was a no-no then. Now it's a continuation, which was a failure for our educational system of Rahm Emanuel. And it's like, hey, what do you know, Rahm Emanuel got to go.
Okay.
Happy birthday to Malcolm X, too.
Oh, yeah, I got some more. Yeah, I'm going to play some more for you if you keep listening.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, Malcolm said to us, by any means necessary, Mr. Trump said by any and all means necessary.
Thank you, Minister.
As long as we as people be successful.
Thank you, Minister.
And I'd like to honor Mr. Ed Gardner.
I got to go, Minister Plump.
Be there.
Okay. Got to go now. I got to go. I want to try to clip board. It's lit up 773-591-6090. I might play some Marvin Gaye. Who really cares? Who really cares? I tell you, who really cares? Today, I just found out from Edmund. I think that's what I thought. I know what at the Green Festival McCormick Place stage would be. Anything worth marking? Who really care, y'all? Who really care? Do you care? Nobody respects you if you don't save the babies. Save the babies. Save the babies. Save the babies. Black men, black women. Save the babies. A young mother loves her baby just like an old mother do. Save the babies. Save the youth. Save the community. Come on, y'all. Come on. We got to save our babies. I tell you, 773-591-6090. Some of y'all scared. Y'all ain't got to be scared. Don't be cowards. Children today, you tomorrow, baby. I tell you, who's willing? Come on.
Who is willing to try to save the world? To save the world. That's destiny.
That's our community, y'all. Who's willing to try? Nobody respects you when you fight your own.
When I look at the world,
I tell you.
When I look at the world.
You might think you're getting something, but it's going to be taken away if black babies are gone.
Me with sorrow.
You was that little baby yesterday.
Little children today.
Somebody took your hand.
Children today.
Hey.
Are they going to suffer tomorrow? Really suffer tomorrow.
Poetic, Marvin Gaye.
Oh,
how did you know?
What a shame.
What a shame. What a shame, black community, and those who support us.
Such a bad way to
live.
Such a bad way to live.
Folks work with you, they can't work for you, but you got to get out there.
Who is to blame? We can't stop living. We can't stop living. Oh, live.
Live.
Live for life.
Come on, y'all, say the baby.
Live life for the children.
Live life for
all you telling us out, live life for the children.
Children. Oh,
for the children.
See, let's save the children.
Save the baby.
Let's save all the children.
Save the baby.
Save the babies, y'all, save the baby. Our responsibility. Come on, y'all. Save the baby. Woo! Nobody respects you if you don't. It belongs to us, our future. Save the babies, y'all. Save the babies. Save the children. Save the babies. Come on, y'all. Nobody respect you. They might give you some crumbs, but they sure don't respect you. We stand with the teachers. We stand with the children. We stand with the parents. Leave those schools alone. Put resources in the schools. Barbara Bird Bennett, take your sugar pills and go back where you came from. And everybody who's hosting you and trying to push that stuff down our throat, they can go back too. Because if they love the black community, they'll say, the Urban League get resources over there because of the black community. Some of these business folks who are running around pushing They got business because of the black community. Don't do that to us. Don't do that to us. Go back to the phone, then I got one more Malcolm X to play for y'all, and I'll go back to the phone, back to the phone. I'm going to get rid of my Malcolm X. Dapo. Hello? Hello, Dapo.
Good morning, older man.
Good morning.
Yes. This evil woman who was perpetrating this hoax on Michigan Avenue was going to put this on the back of black people. She said she could recognize the faces of 8 black people attacked her.
That's right.
This is how black people go to jail innocently, and we spend years in jail. We should demand that this woman be prosecuted. She was going to get insurance on $135,000.
And she was black, should have been prosecuted, but she's white, and they time white folks, some folks do something, they start hollering that there's an illness. So they're going to see how sick she is.
I mean, that is so evil. She said she could recognize 8 faces, and if they have put 8 black people
online to
recognize, she will get innocent black men.
That's right. Thank you so much. Remind me of Emmett Till. I thank you so much. I thank you. Get Malcolm X for me. I'm coming to Malcolm X after sale. Sale, how you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Malcolm X got my attention. Really got my attention when I read his speech he gave in Detroit, where he talked about us beautifying our community, and it would encourage us to stay in our community as opposed to pursuing a lifestyle in some.
Sale, I can't hear you. Something wrong with your phone. You got to call me back. I couldn't hear you. Reverend Weatherspoon? So you called me back. Your phone was going in and out of something. Reverend Weatherspoon.
Great, brother.
How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm all right.
God bless you, our daughter. This is Reverend Weatherspoon.
God bless you, Reverend Weatherspoon.
Daughter, the preacher that's getting the folk on, a sanctuary back in the community. Years ago, they used to teach kids in the church.
Yeah.
So the leader, the preacher got to step up, daughter.
Yeah, I agree with you. You get no fight for me. Thank you, Reverend Weatherspoon. Look, black folks, black children don't have sanctuary right now. We are without sanctuary in our community. We must get them. I'm calling on the preachers to do like they do outside. If you all can organize these different areas and put together baseball teams and basketball, you can do volleyball and education in your right now to get ready. You want to save some, you don't need that none for. You can just pull that together, and these children know this area you're going to be doing that area, and then you have competition between them. I'm going to play some Malcolm X, and then I'm going to come right back to the phone and try to empty my phone bank out before I go. House nigga and fear nigga, and I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you house folks right here thinking them little crumbs. Them crumbs are going to give you stomach ache. Now, and Manny ain't said nothing about no buns. When Harold Washington made sure that black folks got buns. That's why a lot of black folks now got money. Jim and all y'all got money because black folks opened up the doors when Harold Washington was in. He's going to do all this stuff, and he have not named one black firm that does bunding that he was going to use. No bun for black folks, no jobs for black folks. Hey, no link development for black folks. Just take your money and sit down. And this is for you house Negroes. Come on, play it for me. Malcolm X, we're celebrating his birthday today. Thank you for reminding us, man song. And James Smallum is in New York now. They probably at the grave by now. Come on.
During slavery, when black people like me talked to the slaves, they didn't kill them. They sent some old house Negro along behind them to undo what he said. You have to read the history of slavery to understand this. There were two kinds of Negroes. There was that old house Negro and the field Negro. And the house Negro always looked out for his master. When the field Negroes got too much out of line, he held them back in check. He put them back on the plantation. The house Negro could afford to do that because he lived better than the field Negro. He ate better, he dressed better, and he lived in a better house. He lived right up next to his master in the attic or the basement. He ate the same food his master ate and wore his same clothes. And he could talk just like his master, good diction. And he loved his master more than his master loved himself. That's why he didn't want his master hurt. If the master got sick, he'd say, "What's the matter, boss? We sick?" When the master's house caught a fire, he'd try and put the fire out. He didn't want his master's house burned.
He never wanted
his master's property threatened. And he was more defensive of it than the master was. That was the house Negro.
Like these
but then
two.
You had some field Negro who lived in huts, had nothing to lose.
Come on now.
They wore the worst kind of clothes. They ate the worst food. And they caught hell. They felt the sting of the lash.
They hated their master. Oh, yes, they did. If the master got sick, they prayed that the master died.
Fed in pot of glass.
If the master's house caught a fire, they prayed for a strong wind to come along. This was the difference between the two. And today you still have house Negroes and field Negroes.
I tell y'all, house Negroes and field Negroes. I tell you. Come on, y'all, but we all one Negro here. I tell you, we got to do something. It's about our babies. It's about our babies. You might send your child to a private school, or you might have your children away from that thinking your way, but love have no imaginary boundaries. That same child that you didn't look after is one that that child going to bring home or you going to run into. So we have a responsibility to our children. Nobody respects anybody who don't look after their children. Anthony, how you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning, Anthony.
How you doing?
Fine.
Good. Two quick points that I know time is short. People want to get in. One, there's a website called schooldigger.com which rates the schools in
school
the
what?
District. School Digger, like you're digging.
Oh, schooldigger.com. Okay.
Right. And it not only rates the schools, but it also rates the school district.
Okay.
And in Chicago, with the school district 299, there's 775 school districts in the state of Illinois. Chicago ranks 683. So we're in like the bottom 11% of school districts. So this is since CPS, since the mayor has gotten control of the schools.
And you know what, Anthony? No. The state legislature needs to take this back. They need to take it back where those members, until we get elected school board, have to go before the city council. Right now, the mayor does whatever he want to do.
Right, and here's the second, real quick. No one, I agree. Nothing should close. I don't think anything has to close. Since CPS is hollering that they're broke, and this whole thing is about resources, we have a cash cow down on LaSalle Street called the Mercantile Exchange. They had 1.2 billion transactions in 2011. Has anyone thought through city council? Coming up with
you're talking about transaction tax.
Right. Municipal stock transaction tax. Capital.
You know, I think under Harold Washington, we was talking about trying to get together a transaction tax.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you know, they got money, Anthony. They just putting it in, they also not putting money in our schools. They purposely allowing our school to deteriorate. We got to demand quality of our schools.
I agree. But also, since they want to claim and play broke, and the mayor says everybody's got to put some skin in the game, well, let's have his friends put some skin in the game.
Thank
you,
Anthony.
1.2, all right.
I got you, Anthony. I got about 10 minutes, and I'm going to try to empty the board. I got 7 minutes, I think. Okay. Lisa, how you doing?
Hi, Alderman Tillman.
How
are
you doing?
Today?
Try to empty the board.
You know what? Mm-hmm. Barbara Bird Bennett, you know what? She does need to go back where she came from. She's a destructionist.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I agree with everybody. Why are you taking kids from a school that's not performing well and sending them to another school that's not performing well? But also, remember the situation last week with the limo driver in Oswego?
Yeah.
Okay, think about this. Is this man being railroaded? Because anytime a professional driver is pulled over and taken to jail, after they identify them, they always say what the blood alcohol level was, or the person refused to blow for blood alcohol. They never said that about this man.
Well, it's two sets of rules.
I think he's getting railroaded.
Well, let's talk about some more about it next week. It's two sets of rules when it comes to us. I done told black folks, if y'all think it's not two sets of rules, live long. You'll see. Sal, you call back. Are you clear?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I had an opportunity to speak at the school board on behalf of Henderson, which is in the North Lawndale community, and I based my presentation on the cultural enrichment that the principal there, Mr. Hobson, and a teacher by the name of Nubian bring to the plate in terms of encouraging our young folk to understand who they are and all of.
When we hear a certain call, when the world must come together as one, there are people dying. Oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. We keep going, return.
Come on, y'all. BBB, go back where you came from. Hey.
Somebody tell me.
Folks scared of their pennies. That's why they're going to sell the babies out for a bowl of soup, Esau.
Oh, something is holding me back. Is it because I'm black?
Hey, yeah. Black is so beautiful. Hey, y'all, we're not scared. Stand up and fight.
In this world of no pity,
there'll be no power.
In the ghetto,
all you cowards, go sit down.
Yeah.
Move out before we move over you. Stand with the parents, y'all. I stand with the parents.
Mama, she worked so hard to earn every penny.
That's right. To make some of you Negroes who are not house Negroes be where you are.
Something is holding me back.
Hey, is it because I'm black? Is it because I'm black? Hey, y'all, I'm going to play more next week. I ain't got but a few minutes. I'm going to give you 30 seconds, y'all, to see what I can do here and see what I can do in 30 seconds. D, 30 seconds, I got to go. 30 seconds, D.
Yes, Sister Dorothy, God is still on the throne. 30,
thank you.
I love that, Basile. Yeah, I'm going to be real quick. We got puppet put string pullers. When the master pulled the string up, we said, hi, hi, master. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you, D. Bend over, let me see you shake a tail feather, huh? I wanted to put no name here, but come on, I'm going to try to give you 30 seconds. Hello? Hello? Somebody on line one? Hello, hello, hello.
Okay, hello, how you doing?
Just out of you, Alderman Tillman.
Who am I talking to? They didn't put the name in.
This is Trudy.
Come on, Trudy. Give me 30 seconds because I got to go.
Okay, I wanted to know how UNO got $98 million and we got nothing. And what do we need to do to get $98 million?
They got $98 million plus 35 plus TIF down there. The state gave it to money. The city gave money. They're not talking about the city money. We got to stand strong. Trudy, let's
okay, what do we need to do to get our $98 million?
Well, I think you better call your state reps and see what happened and call your alderman. We got to get ready to fight now and stand strong. We'll get ours and we stand strong.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, y'all. I have enjoyed myself.
30 seconds.
Hello?
Okay. I see. I can't take
no more calls. I've enjoyed myself so much. I'm going to be at the Green Festival at Cormac Place, Stage B, saying, is there anything worth marching for the day at noon? Come on down and hear what I got to say. Yes, plenty worth marching for now. Come on down. Also, y'all, don't forget that we got Ain't Misbehaving that's open up. It's going to be opening up on the 14th of June. Ain't Misbehaving Players opening up at the Harold Washington Culture Center. Call 773-373-1900 for Ain't Misbehaving. I've enjoyed today. Let's stand strong with the parents. Reparations now, y'all. Me until now, until next Saturday morning at 6 o'clock, I'll see you. Reparations.
Industry is this nation's foundation of economy. What bothers me is the stripping of language, culture, and religion of African descendants with no restriction. They cut children from my queen's guts to inbreed fear in us. My hands rough, my forefathers' hands, God bless us, forced to be a field hand by another white man. Mr. President, I'm here to represent for mine and for the Africa in which you raped and left behind, draining her natural resource. So to her people pay remorse or feel the force of a former slave. Kidnapped from my land, locked in chain. Brought to a new world to maintain. Hard to survive while my kind's being hanged. Is it over now?
I'm a former slave. I've been shackled, been locked in chain, girl. But somehow my soul remains. But if it's over.
The Talk of Chicago is 1690 WVON, Berwyn, Chicago.
Yo, thank you for listening, everybody. Sorry for the technical difficulties we're having back and forth. See y'all Monday. Good night. May your God be with you.